is it time for the Northern Ireland Tourist Board to be in charge of how Northern Ireland is promoted overseas. Currently, that's the job of Tourism Ireland, which was drawn up as part of the Good Friday Agreement. The Labour MP, Kate Hoy, has been writing in the newsletter that the Northern Ireland Tourist Board should go it alone. She says Northern Ireland's not being promoted as a first-call destination, but as an add-on. So, should the Tourist Board be looking after its own affairs? I've been speaking to the commentators, Jude Collins and David Vance.
I absolutely agree with Kate. And the reason, Stephen, are twinfold. I believe on the basis of equality, Northern Ireland as a part of the United Kingdom shouldn't have to rely on a foreign entity to actually promote its image abroad. Seems strange. Why would that be the case? And in the second case, I don't think Tourism Ireland really give us the most bang for our buck. All you have to do, Stephen, is just hop on their website, click on things to do, and I'm looking at it right now, and here's the things to do. Visit the Ring of Kerry. Visit the Cliffs of Moher. Surf stop in Ireland. Those are the three main things to do. And I'm suggesting that if we took control of it, we could do a better job. Let's have confidence in ourselves. We don't need Tourism Ireland.
Jude?
This is part of the Good Friday Agreement. So that was something we all signed up to. And there's parts of it we don't like and parts of it we do like. And this is apparently one of the parts that David doesn't like and Kate Hoy doesn't like. But the solution, as I see it, if he believes or if Kate believes that the North is not getting sufficient coverage in the promotion in Tourism Ireland, surely there's a body which makes decisions about that. Surely it's not a body that's located simply in the South with Southern voices making the decision as to what goes up on the website or how promotion is carried out. It would seem to me very important that if we are paying, along with the South, for the promotion of Tourism Ireland, that our voices should be heard and that the places in the North should be fairly represented, not exclusively.
But as a question,
I think it's a mistake to think that we should think in separate terms. Because I'll give you an example. I did a house swap with a Spanish family this year, and they stayed in our house in the North here. But it was nothing to them to go across the border. They went down to Dublin several times. They went across to the west of Ireland as well. And I didn't prompt them in any way. It was just something that was a natural thing to do. So what I'm saying is, of course we need to be properly represented in Tourism Ireland. If we're not, that's wrong. And there must be a body in a way where that can be rectified. But I don't think the answer is to throw the whole thing out and start talking about us as Tourism Northern Ireland. I think that's not by way of the international world sees it.
But Jude, what's wrong with the people of Northern Ireland having the confidence in themselves to promote Northern Ireland as a destination internationally on their own part? Why do we need to have... Hang on a second, Jude, let me finish. Why should we not have that simple right? I mean, do you lack confidence in our ability to do it? And the second point is this. To go back to Tourism Ireland, we're coughing up one-third of the funding of it. So we're paying 33% of it. And if I'm sitting on their homepage online, Jude, which international tourists will do, I can see that the lead story is about Ireland's Wild Atlantic Way. I can read about Phil Spencer visiting Ireland. I see nothing about Northern Ireland. Now, if you think that is making the best of Northern Ireland, I'm afraid you probably need to go on a holiday.
But I didn't say that. I'm quite in agreement. I don't know the details of it, David. But I'm saying if Northern Ireland isn't properly represented in Tourism Ireland, then it should be. The Good Friday Agreement said that the island was to be marketed as one. It's part of the Good Friday Agreement, and it should work properly. If it's not, it's somebody's fault. Surely Northern voices are heard when these decisions are made. We're not just putting money in and not asking questions.
But it's not about not asking questions. It's about, I would sooner have 100% of the taxes, of British taxes, which go toward, currently they're going towards propping up Tourism Ireland. I want 100% of them to ensuring that Northern Ireland as an international destination is promoted. Now, that is not...
You don't care what Tourism Ireland does. You don't care. You're going to what you want to have Tourism Northern Ireland, regardless of whether or not the North is properly represented.
If Northern Ireland assumes control of tourism, we don't have to worry at all about little all-Ireland bodies pointed out, for political reasons, and which don't have at the heart of them the essential requirement, and that is to push tourism here. All I care about is tourism here. Is that
well? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But if you care about it, why don't you do the right thing?
Well, let me give you an example. if somebody here, if tourists here go to somewhere like Balik and go look at the factory of Balik China, do you not think they want to go on to Bundoran, which is just across the border?
Do you not think they might want
to go on to Sligo and to Yates country? You have to accept the fact.
I'm not remotely interested.
This is how people think of Ireland abroad.
No, that's how you want people to think of Ireland.
Unit.
No, no. The fact of the matter is that you're trying to push this kind of mythical all-Ireland tourist entity, and that's what's behind Tourism Ireland. Because as you point out, it's a creature of the Belfast Agreement. It's got nothing to do with the best interests of tourism in Northern Ireland and everything to do with political accommodation.
I want to see
what's best in the interests of tourism in Northern Ireland. That's all I care about. Don't care about the Republic of Ireland. Not my problem, Jude, and certainly not my taxes.
You see, the thing is, you have to care about it because people might come for both Balik and Bundoran and the Yates country, but they mightn't come for Balik alone. They almost certainly won't come for Balik alone. And that's how it works.
But how it works, see, the island is Ireland is part of a very large United Kingdom, much bigger than the Republic of Ireland. And
we should have to fly out of it. That's
to tap into that potential. And because I'm afraid of some people's mysticism around us, a mythical all-Ireland, they deny us the opportunity to exploit our tourist potential. And I find that rather sad, rather economically illiterate, and of course, ultimately,
economically illiterate.
Well, listen, it's really interesting stuff. So thank you very much indeed.